Another couple of questions in the back row?
Yes, I just wondered, it's an excellent panel, but there seems to be one player missing here, and that is the federal government. You're talking about being in federal waters. Are you working with National Marine Fisheries Service and BOMRI, or that's their new acronym?
Yes, BOMRI.
Yeah, I did volunteer to answer regulatory questions. I think that there is a fair amount of movement and activity at those federal agencies right now, all up and down the Atlantic seaboard of the U.S. I certainly know that BOMRA has made very public statements that they are interested in working immediately, as quickly as possible, to get offshore wind energy installed and working on the mid-Atlantic seaboard where it's shallow enough to have the turbines be mounted on the seafloor. They also have a task force in most of the states along the eastern seaboard directly between BOMRA and the states. BOMRA is the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, and they have replaced the Minerals Management Service, which got renamed after the oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico to fix their problems. They do have a task force with the state of Maine. It had two meetings last fall before we had a change in the gubernatorial administration, and there haven't been any meetings since, so it's a little unclear where that action is going for the state and federal agencies coordinating themselves. However, it is important to know that commercial developers can propose to do anything offshore in federal waters whenever they want by applying to BOMRA for a submerged lands lease to build anything offshore. And so that could happen at the impetus of a commercial developer at any time without waiting for the federal government to lead that process.
Thank you.